MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Peter Huger, Chief Commercial Officer, Stanlib Asset Management. Peter, appreciate the time. You've recently joined Stanlib, many years' experience in the broader industry. Give us some insight around the sort of state of play at Stanlib.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. Always good talking to you. Stanlib is in a very exciting phase at the moment. We've sharpened our strategic focus and we've deepened our investment capabilities, doing a lot of work across our various offerings to ensure we have a very comprehensive and high-quality offering for our clients. We've made a lot of significant investments in our operations and technology, as well as a global partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management, one of the top five global asset managers in the world. And we're also trying to leverage the strength of the Standard Bank Group and Liberty to enhance our distribution and operational platforms that can enhance the offering that we take to our clients.
Part of this process, you've got the roles of, you've got Stanlib Asset Management and then the Stanlib LISP. What differentiates those two?
Yes, Simon, I think it's very important to understand. Stanlib Asset Management is an asset management business with a comprehensive range of active and passive solutions that we sell to a client base that is retail, wholesale, and institutional. And we invest in assets domestically and globally. The core focus of our business is obviously to deliver alpha on active strategies for our clients and build value-adding solutions for these clients, deliver great service. The LISP, on the other hand, and maybe not everyone knows what a LISP, it's a linked investment service provider. So the Stanlib LISP, it's effectively an investment platform that connects retail clients with their financial planners to a wide range of investment products and underlying funds that they can invest in.
Gotcha. Let's talk around the asset management business. You've mentioned the sort of strengthening ties, particularly around distribution with Standard Bank and Liberty. What are sort of key areas of focus for the asset management aside from that right now?
Yeah, so I think the key focus for us is to look at our entire offering and to ensure we make consistent incremental improvements in our offerings. So on the equity side, we focus a lot on our South African equity offering, which is managed by Rademeyer Vermaak and his systematic solutions team. On the multi-asset side, Marius Weber also runs that business for us and his team, and they're also working extremely closely with the global multi-asset team of JP Morgan, that we bring that global learnings also into our South African multi-asset team. As mentioned on JP Morgan's side, I think they've helped us to bring fantastic offering of global equities and global bonds to our South African client base. And then on the alternative side, there are also some interesting things. Over the last year, we've quietly built a very strong infrastructure business that invests heavily into South African infrastructure. And the assets has grown very well. And more importantly, the returns on that business has been very great for clients with very long-term time horizons. So all of these are like continuous improvements that we try and make and deliver that extra value for our clients.
And how do you see the role of the active management space and it evolving in a world that is sort of increasingly sort of dominated, not dominated, but certainly an increasing rise in the passive strategy? Where does active sit in that?
Yes, in my view, I think the world is very complex and the problems that we try and solve for clients and trying to solve their retirement problems are complex, and we should be able to use all the tools available to us. So I see passive as a very important role to play in client solutions, especially for very cost-conscious investors or in very efficient markets where you invest. At the same time, we also strongly believe in active management. It remains an essential part, particularly in markets like South Africa, where efficiencies and behavioral factors create opportunity for skilled managers to add value. So we see both of these to play in concert and deliver value to our clients, and clients will typically make use of both of these. And that's why we offer both of these within our business. Both of them are available, and we see clients blend both of them together to deliver great solutions to our clients.
Very much a sense of it's not an either or. It's a, for want of a terrible phrase, it's horses for courses. It's the right passive or active, or perhaps a blend of, for the right person at the right time.
Absolutely. And we see that more and more, and the conversation has moved very far from is it the one or the other one? And as you say, horses for courses. And probably when I look at client portfolios or pension funds, I typically see them using both of those in building solutions for the client. In the end, we need to build the best outcomes, and our clients who build for their clients need to build the best outcomes for them. And whatever tools is available, I think we must be open-minded enough to make use of.
You mentioned your partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. How's that supporting your strategy? Are they sort of, in a sense, the offshore component of the investment arm in some senses?
Yes, they are a big part of the offshore component of the investment offering that we have. We also manage some of the offshore assets in-house. But I think what was critical to the partnership with JP Morgan is their ability to engage with our multi-asset and equity teams and allow them deep insight. So they sit in those multi-asset meetings with us, and that's where you can translate your global asset allocation decisions even into your local decisions and across local and global. And I think that is critical in a world where the limitations on investing between local and global assets are less and less for our clients. And that is why it allows us to bring world-class solutions to our clients by partnering with a top five asset manager like JP Morgan.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, they are a giant asset manager. Offshore investing, certainly it's been gaining traction amongst African investors. The local market's having a great 2025, but over the longer term, offshore's been a huge part of the investment return. What sort of trends are you seeing in the offshore space that StanLib is able to leverage?
Yes, Simon, I think globally you can see offshore managers are investing heavily in technology, specifically AI these days, to enhance not only their investment processes, but also their business, how they service clients. And we're seeing a lot of that in South Africa as well, but naturally at a much smaller scale. But again, maybe to give you one of the reasons why we partnered with JP Morgan, given their massive size, they run about $3.4 trillion. Over the last year, they spent $17 billion on investment tech, including a dedicated AI team. And for us, we don't have that checkbook to write those kinds of checks, but they are very willing to share and engage with us. And we're a direct beneficiary of that, that can translate in value add for our clients. Other trends, as you mentioned, passive is obviously continues to gather a lot of momentum globally. And that's also why we've got One Invest business, our passive business, where we provide a lot of local and global solutions, passive solutions to our clients. And maybe one other thing to point out, globally, there's a lot of focus on alternative assets, including unlisted credit and infrastructure. And I think both of those are critical parts of our own business, where we've got a credit business integrated in our fixed income business, and we've built up a very scalable infrastructure business that gives South African investors the opportunity to invest in long-term South African infrastructure and improve our country at the same time.
Yeah, and $17 billion, for reference, they could buy one of our banks for $17 billion. They just used it
or
for
two.
Or perhaps two, depending which ones they wanted. Peter Hugo, Chief Commercial Officer, StanLib Asset Management. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.